The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, although we seem to be in the clear, another bout of cold weather is fast approaching with Storm Goretti. This storm has already wreaked havoc on the continent, with over 1,000 travellers stranded at Schiphol Airport. In other news, the sanctioned Marinera tanker, formerly known as the Bella One, has been pursued by US forces and finally seized in the North Atlantic yesterday in conjunction with the UK Defence Ministry. Enda Brady, TV anchor with TRT World, is on the line now. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good to speak to you again. Happy New Year.
And the same to you. Now, your part of the country here, when you lived in Wexford, will be affected by Storm Goretti, but we won't be hit as badly as much of Europe has and parts of Britain.
Yes, so the UK really bracing itself today. We're told this will be a 21-hour storm. I think Scotland is going to get the absolute worst of it. I see Aberdeenshire this morning already, 160 schools closed so far. There are six separate weather warnings across the UK so far. We're told that parts of the Midlands will be getting up to 20 centimetres of snow. Serious concerns about people driving and heading places. And the advice from the AA this morning is that if you have to go out, and it's absolutely imperative, do it early and basically don't be on the roads past 5 or 6 this evening. So the airports, we're told, are all operating as normal and will be. The only exception is the Channel Islands, Jersey and Guernsey. They will close from 6 p.m. this evening. Eurostar likely to see some delays as well. But as I say, the real kind of problem is going to be Scotland, the north of England and the English Midlands.
And obviously people travelling on 4 wheels or more, trucks with 8 wheels and so on, they might be in some difficulty. But the good thing, I suppose, about Britain is that there's a very good rail network, so people will, by and large, get from A to B.
Yeah, with the only exception on the rails being Manchester to Sheffield, we're hearing that that railway line will close at 6 p.m. this evening and will stay closed until Saturday. And I think the Pennine area is just going to get a lot of snow, high winds, and then when the serious snow comes, the high winds, the drift comes onto the railway tracks. So yeah, I think we will see some disruption across the country, but everyone right now, I mean, London's pretty much empty today. I'm in central London. It's very, very quiet, and it was noticeably quiet on the trains and the tube this morning.
I presume people just deciding to stay at home, work remotely, which of course is something that more and more people are doing. So if you can stay at home, they do stay at home.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, look, everyone's across the media, everyone's listening to radio and TV, getting weather forecasts. And I think a lot of people, their companies possibly made the decision for them yesterday.
Now, moving on to the other story, and that was the seizure of the tanker by US forces with the cooperation of UK defence forces. This is not something that is unique because the French, I believe, have seized a tanker and perhaps more. So what's the reaction in Britain to this? Because the Chinese have said it's an outrage.
Yes. So the first we got really on this was when John Healey, the Defence Secretary, Labour politician, went into Parliament yesterday afternoon and gave an update. And UK armed forces were involved. So not actually physically personnel, but in supporting roles. So they had the RAF up in the skies, surveillance spy planes, basically monitoring this Marinera vessel. It was empty of oil, by the way. So what people are piecing together here is this is one of Putin's shadow fleet, busting sanctions, ferrying oil around the world and getting around the sanctions. It was trying to get to the Russian port of Murmansk, up in just east of northern Norway, far north Russia. It was caught in waters between Iceland and Scotland. So the RAF had spy planes up monitoring it, and then the Royal Navy provided support on the ground. And what we're hearing here is that the Americans arrived a week ago. There are two American air bases in Suffolk and Norfolk in the east of England, and they arrived a week ago and put a joint operation in place. So they were planning and preparing this for 7 days before they pressed go yesterday about 11 a.m.
Now, these members of the shadow fleet, these big tankers, they are sanctions busting, and these are universally agreed sanctions. So the Americans, it's not like Venezuela where they're doing something a bit out of the ordinary. It's not like their ambitions to seize Greenland. This is something that many countries, if they could, would do to stop Putin's shadow fleet.
Absolutely. And I think what we're seeing is the cranking up of more pressure as we near the 4-year anniversary of Putin's war in Ukraine. You know, the Americans finally cutting off the revenues that come into Russia to keep driving the economy forward. Putin has managed to pivot his economy into a war economy, yet 40% of GDP is being spent on that war in Ukraine. It is completely unsustainable. All the experts I speak to on my TV show every week are saying that this is completely unsustainable and Russia will eventually crash its economy the way it's going. So the Americans cleverly cranking up pressure and forcing his hand.
Okay, it's an old vessel, so maybe not worth that much money. There's no oil on board. There is a Russian crew, and they're being held by the Americans at the moment. So it's something of a set to with Putin. What might the reaction be?
We haven't heard very much from the Kremlin. As you say, the Chinese say it's outrageous. But look, there will be a reaction. And I would imagine, predictably and terribly sadly, the reaction will be felt by people on the ground in Ukraine in the next 48 hours, I would imagine.
All right. And look, thank you very much for that update. The crew, of course, they've demanded that the crew be sent home to Russia, which is an admission, I suppose, that the crew on board were indeed Russian citizens, and therefore an admission that really that they were breaking the sanctions. Enda Brady, anchor with TRT World, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.